today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today, Tuesday, is the 3rd of Jamadi Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. It is corresponding to the 6th of day 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 27th of December 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar and an special occasion. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Lady Fatima and her confrontation with injustice. In this moment, we'll listen to intense words of this great lady. Then where do you stray? The book of Allah is in your midst. Its affairs are apparent. Its rulings are manifest. Its signs are dazzling. Its prohibitions are highlighted and its commands are clear. Yet indeed you have cast it behind your backs. Do you wish to abandon it? Or is there something else you wish to rule by? How evil, a substitute for the wrongdoers. Should anyone follow a religion other than submission to Allah, it shall never be accepted from him, and he will be among the losers in the hereafter. With these intense words, a noble woman shook the very foundations of justice. Those who appointed themselves to leadership were present. Those who, out of fear or greed, stood by and let the conspiracy unfold were also in attendance. But one righteous lady refused to be silenced by the oppression of power mongers. Lady Fatima's call was ignored by many rusted hearts on that day. The echo of her message, however, has continued to resonate with sound means throughout the ages. We express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
Today we are going to talk about the importance of Fatimiyyah. Again, we have another verse of the Holy Quran in the ayah known as Ayatul Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Mathalu nuri kamishkatin fiha misbahun al misbah. Fi zujajah. Fi zujajatin al zujajah. Ka'annaha kawkabun durriyun yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakah. شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم يمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم. So this verse of Holy Quran, Ayatul Nur, is not going to talk about the universe and creation, but it is concerned with the movement or the current of guidance, and the light of guidance of the Holy Prophet has been manifested in the a presence in the existence of Lady Fatima Salam Allah Alayha. That is, Lady Fatima Salam Allah Alayha has brought the whole universe and creation around her own existence and unveiled the kind of cover or hijab which was between the Imam and the society and the Ummah. Had it not been Lady Zahra Salam Allah Alayha's confrontation with the current of hypocrisy, there would have been almost no serious signs of Amir al-Mu'mineen's opposition to that current of hypocrisy in historical documents. That is, Fatimiyya and the uprising of Lady Zahra Salam Allah Alayha is the most important document that shows that there were two ways of thinking at the dawn of the Islam. Not one way of thinking. So this is very important to know that, the history is actually talking to us that there is another current at the same time at the dawn of Islam, except the current one. Because as the Orientalists have said, in the years of 11, 15, 20, or even 22 of Hijri, the lunar calendar, people were all the same and had no apparent differences. No, it was not the case. So there were, two different lines and lineage. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'liha.
And now the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, and that is about Fatima's characteristics. We look at chastity and her veiling. Fatima Zahra was highest example in chastity, honor, and veiling for all Muslim women. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Once a blind man asked permission to visit Fatima, but she asked him to stay behind a curtain. The Messenger of Allah asked Fatima, 'Why did you screen him, though he's blind and could not see you?' She said, 'He could not see me, but I could see him.'" The Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "I witnessed that you are apart from me." Once Imam Ali alayhi salam asked Fatima, "When is woman closer to her Lord?" She said, "When she keeps to her house." Imam Ali alayhi salam offered her answer to the Prophet, who said, "She's true, Fatima is apart from me. Veil is beauty and honor for woman. Whenever woman adorns herself with chastity, she will be in a highest position and most honorable rank besides gaining admiration of them all." Today's special expresses its condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. Ya Fatima Zahra, ya bint Muhammad, ya qurrata ayn Rasul, ya sayyidatana. استشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفعي لنا. She is the axis of Imamate. Fatima was a symmetrical axis joining prophethood. To emanate, it was through Fatima that the blessed light of prophethood was transmitted to infallible imams. If the Holy Mary begot one Jesus and hence she became a truthful lady, the Holy Fatima begot pure imams behind the last of whom Prophet Jesus shall pray. The story of the Hadith of the cloak is narrated by numerous Shia and Sunni narrators. Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari narrated that the Messenger of Allah went to the house of Fatima while he was not feeling well. Fatima received and covered him with his cloak from warmth and comfort. Then the Prophet of Islam brings Hassan, Hussein, and then Imam Ali and Fatima under his cloak with him. He was then that Gabriel, the angel, brought Ayah 33 of chapter 33 of the Holy Quran. Verily, willed, but not purify you, Ahlul Bayt.
You see, my dear brothers and sisters, when we speak about Lady Fatima, salawatullahi alayha, we have to understand that no matter what we say about her, we are only scratching the surface of Fatima. And that is enough for us. If we can scratch the surface of the life of Fatima, this is enough for us to be enlightened. And we have many examples of this. You know Dua Kumail? Dua Kumail is one drop from the ocean of Ali ibn Abi Talib. We just want some drops from Ahlul Bayt because we can't handle the ocean. When we look at Lady Fatima, there is a title that she was given that many of us are familiar with. Many of us have heard the hadith whereby Rasulullah says, Fatima Ummu Abiha. Fatima is the mother of her father. Now at first glance, you may think that this is a poetic expression of love for the daughter of the Prophet. That this is a father who loves his daughter, and all fathers love their daughters. So when Rasulullah says Fatima is the mother of her father, it was an expression of emotional sentiment. It was a poetic way of expressing his deep love and affection for his daughter. But we know that the Holy Prophet is not an ordinary father. You and I, when we speak out of emotion. But when Muhammad speaks, Allah says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ.
This episode of today's special is finished. Again, we offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط
به